You're listening to WNYC. And as you've been hearing, the Supreme Court will hear two cases that challenge federal marriage laws. One of those cases is from New York, and here to shed some light on the cases and what is at stake is Slate senior editor Emily Bazelon. Hi, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So we just heard about the Windsor case, and if we can just continue on and talk maybe about the Supreme Court with 10 petitions about same-sex marriage to choose from. What do you think they chose this one from New York?
Here they needed to take one of the petitions about the Defense of Marriage Act and its definition of a union between a man and a woman as the legal definition of marriage, because there were just so many of these cases bubbling up around the country. And whenever you have courts starting to strike down a federal law, generally the Supreme Court steps in.
And what options does the Supreme Court have?
So many options. The Supreme Court could still figure out a way to issue a more limited ruling where they could, you know, recognize same-sex marriage for federal purposes in states that allow it. But they could also go all the way to the other end zone by addressing directly the question of whether there's a constitutional right to gay marriage in the whole country. And then there's a third interim option, which is that they could figure out a way to allow gay marriage in California, or to disallow it, I should say. Mm-hmm. Without addressing this broader question of whether there's a right to gay marriage in the 41 states that have not yet recognized it.
And it may seem obvious, but what are the stakes here?
Oh, my God, they're so huge.
So huge.
Yes. I mean, as a Supreme Court reporter, I can't believe this. It's really the civil rights issue of our generation. And for the Supreme Court to wade into the whole battle in this really dramatic way is quite surprising and striking.
Yeah, and they're saying, you know, this is like kind of like it's going to be deciding, you know, just more than this issue. Is that what else is involved? There's two cases that are kind of meshed together that are going to, you know, challenge the laws. What exactly could be the outcome of this?
Well, you know, in the California case, you have this amazing trial record, because really the question of gay marriage and whether there is any harm to society from letting homosexual couples wed, it was on trial. And what's incredible about that record was how hard a time the defenders of Proposition 8, the ban on gay marriage, had making their case.
Right.
They're just isn't very much left anymore. And so, you know, that I think one thing that's really dramatic about the court's decision today is it puts a spotlight on that trial.
So we should have a period at the end of the sentence in June. Is that what we're expecting?
Yes, absolutely, by the end of the Supreme Court term, unless something odd happens. The justices always reserve the right to delay things, but that is the normal course of events.
Slate senior editor Emily Bazelon, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.